Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Our website was down yesterday, sorry. Many of you may have missed our show. It was live, but the podcast will be up there later today. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with a friend of the show, Dr. Mark Gordon, and a special guest. Many of you may recognize this name from the NFL, Brad Leggett. We're going to be talking during the first hour about traumatic brain injury and what can be done about it. And during the second hour, we've got Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek. She's going to be talking about upper body training for women. We did the lower body training for women with her. Many of you know her as author of several books, including The New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. And we'll be covering that during the second hour. Okay, Dr. Mark Gordon has been on the show numerous times. I always feel fortunate to have him on the show. He's in great demand. Many of you may remember him from years past being on the show because he was the guy who wrote the book Interventional Endocrinology and first coined that term. He is a keynote speaker at most of the anti-aging shows and conventions around the world, but he's bringing a new message, something he's been working on for quite some time now, dealing with traumatic brain injury. How you doing, Dr. Gordon?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. And then we have a special guest. We're honored to have Brad Leggett on the show. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you today?
Wonderful. And we're going to be talking about traumatic brain injury and what can be done about it. But let's set the stage, first of all. I don't think people the term traumatic brain injury covers a very, very large group of possibilities. When we talk about traumatic brain injury, and we'll just refer to it as TBI through the rest of the show, what are we really talking about, Dr. Gordon?
Well, most people think of traumatic brain injury, or as you said, TBI, as being a horrific type of head trauma where the skull is cracked open and you're lying on the ground with bleeding all over the place. But in fact, it can be something as subtle as a slip and fall or an automobile accident where you're rear-ended 5 to 10 miles an hour and your head is thrown forward and then back. And in that process, the brain, which sits in a liquid, is thrown forward and hits the front of the inner aspect of the skull, and then the back portion hits the back. That's enough to precipitate a process where there's a progression of loss of function, of brain function, which can take up to 10 years. It's this issue that has been greatly missed. In sports, in military, we see a significant amount of head trauma, blunt trauma, head-to-head crashes in the NFL, which can lead to concussion and to loss of consciousness. In the most common form of traumatic brain injury, you don't have that. People stand up and they walk away. In fact, 1.9 million people a year sustain a traumatic brain injury. 53,000 of them die on the spot. About 360 to 400,000 end up in the emergency room being assessed. And over 1 million stand up, brush themselves off, and go about life, not knowing that there's this stealth syndrome or this very insidious process going on in the brain that can take, as I said, up to 10 years to occur. So it's these subtle things, skiing, water skiing, snow skiing, people who use pneumatic tools in cracking concrete.
You mean because of the transference of the vibration?
Correct. It's the vibration. That's what happens in people who are skiing on water. That repetitive bouncing up and down is pulling on the little gland called pituitary gland, which is important for producing all our hormones, and it's pulling on it can lead to trauma.
That's an important point. I could just stay there for a second. The majority of the brain is encased nicely in the skull, but the pituitary hangs at the base of the brain, just forward of where the medulla oblongata comes out of the brain, and it just really just kind of dangles there, doesn't it?
Well, it dangles there into a little bony encasement called the cella, cella turcica. And it's in there that sometimes it can lock the pituitary in there, so the what we call the stalk, which comes from the brain down and becomes the pituitary, and that fixes into this little protective shell. Sometimes it gets caught in there, so there's no give in stretching or the movement of the brain up and down. So if you go to an amusement ride where you're up 200 feet and then it drops you down to a foot above the ground, that acceleration, deacceleration can cause stretching of that stalk and rupture of the blood vessels that ends up causing loss of hormones.
You know, I all of a sudden I'm thinking about that vibration plate technology that I get on the gym once in a blue moon that that vibrates my eyes. It's obviously not a good thing, is it?
Well, it might not be a very good thing if the displacement or the movement that happens to your body or to your head shaking side to side is, significant. It might not be. It might be good for the body but not good for the brain.
Okay, now, not to create hysteria in a quasi Dr. Oz-esque way. I'm not trying to sensationalize here, but long ago when you first started working in this, you mentioned to me that a brain injury can occur from something as innocuous as one of those 360 degree panning X-ray machines used by many dentists, but that's kind of been abandoned now. Did I understand you properly about that?
Well, what we're finding is that there are more than just physical traumas that can lead to hormone deficiency. What we found is that ionizing radiation, or that form of radiation that comes out of X-ray machines, damages the control center for hormone production in the brain called the hypothalamus. And we're finding that in children who have had radiation therapy for brain tumors, people who have had repeated CT scans or have had dental X-rays, as you stated, which expose them to a superfluous amount of radiation. It actually burns the hypothalamus and spares the pituitary, which actually produces the hormones, but the control center.
Yeah, the hypothalamus is like the thermostat. If you can't tell what the temperature is, the temperature could virtually be uncontrolled.
Correct. And in traumatic brain injury, that is what is damaged in majority of the cases. Part of the issue in medicine is they've always been looking at the pituitary, but in studies of recent time, they found that only 14% of the people who have hormonal deficiency precipitated by head trauma is due to the pituitary. The rest of it is due to the other portions of the brain.
Okay, now, someone posted on my Facebook, the discussion we're going to have today, does it have any relevance with someone who has had collateral damage to the brain as a result of a stroke?
Correct, yes. Alzheimer's disease, ischemic stroke where you have a stoppage of blood flow, or a hemorrhagic stroke, which is you have bleeding in the brain, all these processes lead down the same pathway, creating this chemical cascade that leads to destruction of areas of the brain that deal with executive function, cognition, memory, recall. And in studies that will be in my book on traumatic brain injury and treatment, it goes through the science that we've accumulated in the past 8-9 years, showing specifically head trauma, whether or not it's stroke, Alzheimer's, or vibration, leads to damage to the hypothalamus and other areas of the brain that deal with our personality.
Okay, now, before we go into the break, it has to be mentioned that you have always had a special interest in this area because as a young boy, did you not suffer some sort of traumatic brain injury?
Well, at 4, 17, and 23, I had three separate occasions of head trauma, and it wasn't until I was 32 where I started to have symptoms that by 46 crashed, and I ended up having blood work done and was found to be growth hormone, testosterone, and thyroid deficient. But that was in 97, and the relationship wasn't there. It wasn't until 2004 when I started doing a project on the brain and hormones where one article that came out of Turkey talking about pugilists, fighters, boxers who had a significant amount of growth hormone deficiency across the spectrum. And then subsequently in Muay Thai MMA fighters the year after, out of Thailand, they found a significant amount of growth hormone deficiency. That was my epiphany article.
Yeah. And we've all heard of Parkinsona pugilista, which is the destruction of the substantia nigra, the neurons, as a result of being pounded on the head. That's been very well understood. So it stands to reason that it doesn't take a lot to damage the delicate tissues and more importantly, the key glands in the brain that regulate hormones. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get Brad involved here. I want him to tell us his personal story. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is a very important show today. It may not be a sexy show. It may not be something that you're excited about because it's going to help you bench press 400 pounds. But nonetheless, it is extremely relevant, not only to performance, but to lifelong health. And it's something that is being overlooked in a very, very large way by the medical orthodoxy today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep sleep better tomorrow.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so we've established some of the rules of engagement here, what traumatic brain injury is, what it does, and the fact that you could be living with it for years and years and years before it manifests any meaningful symptoms. Quite often, these symptoms will be treated individually by your physician using lots of different drugs that do not answer the problem. So let's talk now to Brad Leggett. Brad, you played in the NFL, correct?
Yeah, I played college football at USC out in California. Was drafted by the Denver Broncos in 1990. Played the 90 season with the Saints, the 91 season with the Saints, 92 with the Seahawks, finished the 92 season with the Detroit Lions, and then back 93 with the Saints.
Now, do you feel, now you played, and I'm not a big football knowledgeable guy, so you played center, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I first start, I've always been an offensive lineman. I'm a big guy.
Okay. So your job was basically to hit and get hit, correct?
Every play, you're in a collision.
Okay. Do you feel that there was any specific event that you recall that you could link back to a TBI promoting situation, or was it just everything you did in the game?
Well, you know, first I'd like to touch on, you know, what led me to Dr. Gordon.
Okay.
In the late 90s, I had been retired from the NFL for about 5 years, and I was working in Venice Beach, California, in the nutrition field, teaching people how to stabilize their blood sugar. And when the weekends rolled around, I was isolating myself, severe depression. And started to self-medicate, hitting the bottle. I knew something wasn't right. As a guy, you know, the last thing we want to talk to other guys about or anybody else is, you know, I'm depressed. That's kind of showing a weakness, and you know, that's something that, you know, we're not really programmed to do. So I knew something wasn't right with me, just about everybody, I go to a regular doctor to see what's wrong with me, and they wanted to put me on antidepressants. And being in the nutrition field, I knew that I didn't want to do that. So that led me to look for alternative things. As an athlete coming up, I was always looking for the next cutting edge thing to give myself an advantage over the next guy, and I started to read a lot about anti-aging medicine. And started to do my research and cross paths with Dr. Gordon, and went in and sat down with him and heard what he had to say, the science behind anti-aging. And so, and like Dr. Gordon said, you know, this is before a lot of the TBI issues started coming out, articles and information. So we did my blood work, and my testosterone was low, and my growth hormone was very, you know, both of them were very low. So I went on his treatment protocols, and within a month, I was a totally a different person. And, you know, look, I was getting up at 3:30 in the morning, working all day. I was functioning, but I just didn't feel like myself. And, kind of like in a fog, I guess, is the easiest way describe it.
Yeah.
And, probably 4 or 5 years later, I've been seeing, he's been my doctor for the last 12 years that we've been working together, and probably 4 or 5 years into it, he started quizzing me about the head trauma, you know, the concussions or the repetitive blows, and, you know, we started, you know, kind of talking about that stuff, and, you know, I could trace some of my head issues back to when I was 3 years old, falling down cement steps, cracking my head open,
right,
getting hit in the head with a sledgehammer. And then I started playing football at 7 years old. And, you know, I've been around football all my life. My father played 12 years in the NFL and coached 25 years. So, you know, that's what I was kind of bred for, I guess.
Right, right.
And, you know, so I can go back to concussions I had in high school and then, you know, hitting the sled every day, you know, back, you know, the game has changed so much where, you know, when I was coming up and even playing with the Saints, Coach Mora had us, you know, hitting every day, leading, you know, during the season, you know, obviously a day before, a couple days before wearing half pads or just helmets. But, you know, we weren't, you know, he was old school and even in college, you know, that's what we did. We hit every day. And then, you know, after playing football and hitting, having all those repetitive blows, you know, like a lot of guys, you know, I've been in fights over the years and, had my share of car accidents. So a lot of that stuff started adding up. And as Dr. Gordon started educating me about, the side effects from, you know, the repetitive blows of the concussions, you know, a lot of people come out and say, oh, it's the concussions. The thing that I've learned, and look, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how it all works. But the things that I've learned is it's not so much about the concussions, it's the repetitive blows. And, you know, science and doctors, they're just finding out about a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I keep in touch with hundreds of guys I played with, whether at USC or in the NFL. And, it's a scary thing for all of us, cause nobody knows what's gonna happen. I've got guys, you know, I'm 45 right now. I've got, you know, guys I played with that are 40 years old, and they're already having memory issues.
Yeah.
And it's a scary thing. It, you know, it's definitely got, you know, once you get away from the game, you really take a hard look at the rest of your life. When you're in it, you think it's just part of it and kind of the macho thing.
Well, not only that, you know, I actually did a show several months ago with a fella from Vegas about training UFC fighters, and one of the things that I said during that show was that it's irresponsible for the UFC to not test hormone levels of their fighters to determine if their levels are dropping down. Because when testosterone drops, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Gordon, but when testosterone mm-hmm. drops, especially in men, because of the downstream conversion to estradiol in the brain through aromatization, that is a protective mechanism for the brain when it's banged around. And when you have a guy who's got ultra low testosterone levels and he's getting banged around, there's no way for the body to cope with the insult.
Correct.
Okay. So
absolutely correct.
So it's derelict of the duties of these organizations that oversee the health of their players, of their athletes, to ignore this message.
That's a very strong legal aspect that I think is in the sports world right now. But to jump back to a statement that Brad had said about the onset of depression, it's probably one of the most common symptoms that occurs in people who have had traumatic brain injury. Fatigue, when you looked at across the entire spectrum for the past 10, 12 years, when they do a meta-analysis, when they look at all the science and all the stuff and they filter out what is scientifically sound, they found that fatigue was the most common symptom. But right after that is a slow progression of depression with isolation, withdrawal, emotional lability, where you stop functioning, you stop going out and enjoying life. And I, 2 years ago, in one of the courses that I gave, one of the docs in the class was a psychiatrist, and following up with her, because I'm excited when psychiatrists come into this venue, that she was finding about 70% of her patients had a hormonal deficiency associated with their depression, and when she corrected them, about 50% of them got better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so and
I'll tell you something else that Brad said a moment ago, which is very common, and that is self-medication. And in your case, Brad, mm-hmm. you said you were drinking. But I know a doctor...
Yeah, you know,
I'm sorry?
You know, it's... you know, I mentioned, you know, my personal experience, which is, you know, hitting the bottle and self-medicating. And just reaching out to the guys that I know, that is, it's so common how, you know, you go see a doctor, they put you on antidepressants, that doesn't work, you're drinking, then they say you're bipolar, and I can't tell you how many former players, you know, 10, 20 that I keep in touch with have gone through the same cycle, which is the depression, the isolation, the self-medicating, the antidepressants, then the bipolar, and it's scary how many guys have the same journey. And I've referred a lot of them to Dr. Gordon to get help.
You know what's really scary about the whole antidepressant thing too? When they put you on an antidepressant and it takes 2 to 3 weeks for it to start working, quote unquote, which only one third of the people see a benefit from antidepressants. The other two thirds struggle with new symptoms instead of the old symptoms. You know, they don't even take you back to baseline. When one doesn't work, they immediately shift you to another. So now they're taking you with a whole new set of symptoms and prescribing a new drug. Instead, they should take you back to baseline, let you come off for 3 or 4 weeks and get back to where you were when they first treated you, and then try introduce a new one. Do you think that's a fair statement, Dr. Gordon, for when they absolutely do use antidepressants?
Yes, absolutely. Which brings up a case I need to share with you.
Please.
Which is a gentleman who used to play rugby. And during his rugby time, he had 5 head traumas, 3 loss of consciousness, and 1 hospitalization. And he started using alcohol as a treatment for how he felt and became alcoholic. And by the age of 36, he went through detox. And coming out of detox, they put him on to 1 antidepressant, and it didn't help. So they put him on 2 antidepressants. It didn't help. They put him on 3 antidepressants, and it barely helped him. He was still depressed. That was at 36. He comes in from Boston to me at age 41, and he's still depressed, has all the symptoms associated with depression, emotional lability, can't work out, sex drive is down. And we put him on to test him, and he's singular hormone. Growth hormone was perfect. Testosterone was down to a female's level. And we put him on it, and within 2 weeks, he's starting to feel great. At the end of a month, he is feeling great. He goes back to his psychiatrist and asks the psychiatrist to take him off of his medication. The psychiatrist refuses. He calls me up. I said, find a new psychiatrist. He finds another psychiatrist. Total time, 6 months. He's off of his antidepressants. His testosterone levels are appropriate for his age and gender, and he's doing phenomenally well in life.
Yeah, and this is so
no
typical.
Longer depressed.
This is, I have some questions about this scenario that you just mentioned. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, Brad, I want to talk to you briefly for my own edification about sleep. What your sleep was like, what it got like when you started seeing more and more symptoms. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Gordon and Brad Leggett about traumatic brain injury. This is a really, really important show. There are people out there right now who haven't gotten hit with the symptoms yet, but when you do, remember this show, and the message is very, very clear. It's something you have to be aware of. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner to add today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Pribanek about upper body training for women. This is part two of the two-part series that we're doing with her. We already did lower body. Don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday, we have the roundtable discussion on the acquisition of strength with Coach Wade Johnson, career lifetime natural power lifter with a 1,040-pound squat, and, of course, Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. In tomorrow's discussion, we're going to be talking about how to enhance recovery so that you can make greater progress. Also, how to treat those nasty calluses on your hands that I keep getting from deadlifting. My God, I feel sometimes like I'm deadlifting with a cheese grater in my hand. But right now we're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon and Brad Leggett about traumatic brain injury, something I've been accused of having by my mother. Anyway, okay, so Brad, tell me about sleep. Was sleep part of the symptoms that you started to develop? Have you always been a good sleeper, and then did it get worse? Tell me about it.
You know, my sleep cycles were off before I saw Dr. Gordon and went on the treatment protocols, but that wasn't one of the signs telling me that something wasn't right. I just assumed that that's just, you know, part of life. And, you know, back then I used to live on the speed stack when they had the ephedra in them.
Yeah.
I mean, those were great.
Yeah. 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 Especially when you mixed them with a little, what was it? Ephedra, aspirin, and what was the other thing that they used to mix with it? Caffeine?
Phenacetin.
Oh, is that what it was? I forget. That was the old fat burner approach. Dr. Gordon, the reason I ask this question is I have a friend at the gym, a lifetime career enlisted man, recently retired. Several years ago, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, underwent radiation therapy, and the tumor is gone, but he doesn't sleep anymore. And I actually told him about this show today and asked him to listen because I just got him to finally start using melatonin, and he's starting to sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. But this is exactly what you talked about at the beginning of the show with ionizing radiation and the disruption of the hypothalamus, correct?
Right, but that's the pineal gland that's damaged with the effect leading to loss of melatonin. As well as there's an interrelationship between growth hormone in the brain and melatonin. They enhance each other. Melatonin for traumatic brain injury is a phenomenal product. I take it. My sleep because of testosterone replacement, which helps with sleep through one of its byproducts. I take melatonin because it's an incredible scavenger of free radicals in the brain and also helps to protect the brain. So aside from the sleep benefits of melatonin, melatonin has an incredible brain-protecting effect, and I put my patients on melatonin in as part of their protocol for that benefit. And there's a doctor by his PhD by the name of Ryder, Russell Ryder.
Yeah, he's been on my show.
Oh, phenomenal guy. Yeah. We were lecturing together outside the country. And just phenomenal research on the benefits, just the diverse benefits of melatonin, not just for sleep, anti-cancer, improves brain function, eye function, liver. It's just a phenomenal product that we all should be on, especially those of us with head trauma. So sleep is influenced because testosterone deficiency will not allow the brain to get the maximal amount of sleep. Also, testosterone has a great benefit on the brain. A doc, if anybody wants to look, is C.J. Pike, P-I-K-E, at USC, where I'm academic at, and Brad was in the sports department, has written 278 articles on the benefit of testosterone in the brain, specifically talking about Alzheimer's disease, but the same cascade occurs in Alzheimer's as traumatic brain, as in radiation to the brain. So it all comes to the same pathway.
So,
but melatonin, absolutely
now,
great.
So now talk a little bit about the treatment protocol that you have worked on. Is it exclusively hormonally based?
No. Obviously, what we need to do is a comprehensive assessment of hormones. And the two pathways we look at are those hormones that are produced in the brain and those hormones that are produced in the body to make sure that they're in balance. And when we find a hormone that is insufficient or deficient, the reason why I make us, you know, stress the insignificance is because in medicine in the United States as well as worldwide, if there's a range of a chemical, hormone or whatever, between 10 and 90 and you come in at 11,
yeah,
you're going to be told you have a normal amount. And that's where the fallacy is. That's in an insufficiency. We're, in medicine, we're trying to treat black and white. It's either deficient or normal. Well, if it's 1 point above, absolute deficiency and they have symptoms, what? You don't treat? No, of course you have to treat.
But most doctors don't.
Correct. That is the problem. So the way that we look at the lab results and interpret them, we look for insufficiencies as well as absolute deficiencies. It's like, you know, there are two people. One person has $100 and another person has $1 million. I can honestly say both have money. But which one do you want to be? The one with $100 or the ones with $1 million? The same thing with hormones.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to be?
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Now, how readily are mainstream physicians who are now sitting in lectures of yours and hearing these messages, how readily are they agreeing, adopting, seeing the light, so to speak?
Slow, but it's progressing. And it's not my opinion. I have no opinion. What I do have is an incredible array of science that has been published over the past 12, 13 years, which talk about everything that I do. I mean, I didn't make up anything. All I did was I read.
Right.
And I read incessantly. I read 12 hours, 3 days a week. And the information is out there. Unfortunately, my colleagues don't have the time to sit and read everything, so I take it upon myself to be the one to go and read all this information and share it with them. So most of what I do is gratis, is free.
Right.
But it's to get them up there because there's such a demand for people. As I just said, 1.9 million people a year in the United States have traumatic brain injury. And there aren't enough doctors who are knowledgeable about this so that instead of giving them an antidepressant or sending them to the psychiatrist, they do a simple blood test, and it's simple because it's readily available to do testosterone, growth hormone level, thyroid level, and to see where they're at.
But the problem,
and to understand what they're looking at.
The problem is, as your other client or other patient had experienced when he went back to his doctor and said, I want to come off of the antidepressants, the problem is that the majority of the medical orthodoxy refuse to acknowledge the importance of hormones. In fact, the mainstream message to date is still hormones are dangerous. I remember watching just recently watching a doctor. I like to call him the Wizard of Oz, by the way, because he's not really Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Oz.
Understood.
You know, yeah, I watching the Wizard of Oz's show where they were talking about sleep abnormalities, and the expert that he had on, when someone said that they were taking 20 milligrams a night of melatonin, which between you and I've taken 20 milligrams a night, and I happen to know for a fact that Dr. Russell Ritter takes 20 milligrams of melatonin a night, because he said that on my
mm-hmm.
show in 2006, mm-hmm. and the person spoke up and said, well, that's really dangerous because melatonin is a hormone. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Melatonin naturally occurs in the body in very, very high levels when we're youthful. You know what? Lunestra does not naturally occur in the body. Why do you act like hormones are so evil and so dangerous?
The one word I have for it is ignorance.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I can't say it because I'm not a physician.
I can say it.
Yes, you can.
I'm anti-ignorance, and that's why I spend all the time, you know, sharing as much as I can, so that people can look at the science. It's pure science.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just reiterating and showing all the documents that are out there. There are tens of thousands of articles. I'm sitting on 6,000 articles right now for traumatic brain, compiling it into a simple book.
Okay, here's what we have to do. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want Brad to speak about how he feels now, when the changes occurred, and how his life is since he's been working with you on dealing with these problems. We're talking with Dr. Mark Gordon of Millennium Health Centers and Brad Leggett about traumatic brain injury. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis
Thermogenesis, and Size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, I just found out all my problems have been solved. Dr. Gordon, I just received an email from a man in Singapore who says that if I just give him my bank account, he'll deposit $40 million U.S. in there, of which I can keep two. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I'll cut you and Brad in. Don't worry about it, guys. You guys are in with me. Anyway, okay.
Thanks.
All right, so Brad, tell me about you now. Like, first of all, when did you start to resolve the symptoms with Dr. Gordon's methodology, and how are you doing now?
Well, you know, the first thing I'd like to touch on is making sure your listeners know how fortunate they are to have Dr. Gordon on air where they can hear him speak about this stuff. You know, it's amazing what it's done for me. When I reached out to Dr. Gordon, man, I was in a bad place. You know, I knew I didn't want to go on antidepressants, and there were times when, you know, I was really battling the demons, and I'm lucky that I crossed paths with Dr. Gordon when I did. For the last 12 years, I've been on his protocols using testosterone replacement and growth hormone replacement, taking HGH, and you know, a lot of people say to me, you know, Brad, man, you're talking about HGH. It's such a, you know, it's such a taboo subject. And, you know, my whole take on the whole thing is I know what it's done for me and how it's changed my life. And I want to make sure people are educated that it's not a bad thing. And under doctor supervision, it will definitely change your life. If you're suffering from, you know, in my case, the depression, severe depression, you know, the isolation, the self-medicating. I didn't want to go the antidepressant route, and I wanted to cover all my bases before I would have been forced to do that. And, you know, so with your listeners, you know, before you, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm just speaking what it did, you know, what I've been through, you know, Find somebody that Dr. Gordon has trained, and go that route, before you hit the antidepressants. You know, like so, what has been mentioned already on this show is the side effects. So, you know, I've always told Dr. Gordon whenever I get a chance, I will thank him for what he's done for me, and I haven't done it yet. So, you know, Dr. Gordon, you know, you saved my life, and I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You know what's really sad, Dr. Gordon, that Mark had to qualify the use of these miraculous drugs that have pleiotropic effects that are all beneficial because of the negative stigma created by the sports industry dictating medicine today. This is a very, very sad state of affairs. And I'm sorry. It goes all the way up to the top to idiots, I'm sorry, like Joseph Biden, you know, getting up there and saying, you know, I could have been a baseball player had I been willing to take drugs. No, you could have never been a baseball player. You're insulting every athlete that worked hard in your life, trying to imply that taking a drug is the definitive step to being a professional athlete. And it's sad that Brad has to qualify the use of these fantastic, marvelous, miracle drugs. Because professional sports is now dictating medicine. Would you comment on that, Dr. Gordon?
Well, in 2006,
I went on to ESPN Outside the Line and spoke about sports injuries and optimizing treatment. And it was specifically about that issue. It was, why is it that someone who's in sports, who has a significant orthopedic injury, and we know the science will help their muscles recover, their tendons repair, their mental state, their muscularity, avoid depression, why is it that we cannot use these products? And it was because the leagues, the teams, the groups, whatever, you know, have this this perception that is sports enhancing. Well, if you're sitting on the bench, who cares?
Exactly.
It's about health and
exactly.
repairing the damage. And in fact, a well-known boxer who won a belt at Madison Square Garden subsequently had it removed from him because a year earlier when he ruptured his Achilles tendon, and they said it would take him 18 months to 2 years to go back in the ring, and he's back in the ring in 6 months because the knowledge of using these products appropriately and the science that's behind it shows that it helps to heal faster. I mean, the misnomer is that growth hormone, you know, is for vertical growth. Yeah, it's for linear growth up until 20 or so. And after that, it's responsible for helping our body heal and repair itself.
Right. Right.
And it's these uses that are so phenomenal. Harvard's done studies on it. Johns Hopkins done studies on it. Every major institute in the United States has done research showing the benefits. And we're still restricted. Growth hormone has a congressional decree on it. We can only use it for 7 specific issues, and we have to follow that, otherwise lose our license. So we follow that, and it leads a lot of people out from being able to use the product because they don't fit into those 7 categories.
I know of 7 people who have avoided knee replacement surgery by using growth hormone at very intelligent doses, the types of doses recommended in anti-aging, 1 to 2 IUs a day, 5 days a week, combined with large doses of glucosamine and chondroitin, and I've gone back to their orthopods, and all their orthopods said, wow, you don't need knee surgery anymore. And why that... And it was just a year of growth hormone combined with glucosamine and chondroitin that avoided them from having radical knee replacement surgery. But yet, you couldn't get a doctor to take a shot on that.
Right. Dr. Alan R. Dunn in Miami, an orthopedic surgeon, developed the technology for intra-articular injections of growth hormone where it regenerated the cartilage.
Really?
His research was done out of Harvard. There's an article on it. You know, he's in Miami, and if you fly east to west, south, you know, to Florida, in the Flight magazine is an article or a promotion for a center in Florida that does this protocol. And it helps to increase 5 millimeters of cartilage regeneration within a year.
I applaud him. I applaud him. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, Dr. Gordon, before we sign off here on this interview, lots of physicians and clinicians listen to my show. Can people reach out to you if they want to become trained in TBI?
Well, I've been working for the past 7 years on a new book, which is called Traumatic Brain Injury, A Clinical Approach to Diagnosis and Treatment, which will be part of a 3-day course with a neuroradiologist, a neuroendocrinologist, a neurologist, neuropsychiatrist, to go through each one of the chapters to educate physicians on how to assess, fully assess. This is not cursory. This is going in and doing a really comprehensive assessment of the people from psychological impact so you document everything that's going on so that when we treat, we can see the benefits. So there'll be a course if they are members of antiagingspace.com, which is a social network for anti-aging physicians and patients who are looking for anti-aging medicine or interventional endocrinology, as I like to call it. They can sign in, and when the book is ready and the course is ready, there'll be a blast sent through this social network so everybody can get information on how to address it or how to make arrangements to attend.
So anybody could join antiagingspace.com, whether you're a would-be patient or a clinician?
Correct.
Oh, I've got to join
it. Anybody can join it.
Yeah.
Anybody can join it. It is a site that's a free site that was developed by a laboratory called Access Medical Laboratory, who has some of the most sophisticated technical laboratory testing at very, very, very competitive prices.
Well, we're actually planning on doing a show with them about a new cholesterol test that we're going to have you back on with also. So, yes,
right.
Absolutely.
I wrote the report for the Lipid 5 panels and so forth. Technology is revolutionary.
So those of you out there who would be clinicians or are physicians who want to stay abreast of this should go to antiagingspace.com and register. I know I'm going to register so that when Dr. Gordon's book on TBI comes out, you can scoop it up. And obviously, you can communicate with Dr. Gordon, through, can they reach you through, the clinic if they want to get in touch with you?
The only way to get in touch with me is through info@tbimedlegal.com.
There you go, info@tbimedlegal.com. So if somebody wants to maybe attend one of your upcoming lectures that happens to already be scheduled, they can get that information there.
Right, and the website where they can get a lot of information is at tbimedlegal. We provide free services for the military and through a grant through Access Laboratory and also for law enforcement.
Very good, very good. All right, listen, hey, Brad, I want to thank you for coming on, first of all, and sharing your personal story. Very, very brave of you to do that. I hope that there's a lot of people out there who listen to you, who get the message and take some steps instead of going the traditional medical orthodoxy route. Did we lose you, Brad? Uh-oh. Dr. Gordon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I think we may have lost Brad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I will call him after the show and thank him for being on personally. And of course,
right.
Dr. Gordon, I know how busy you are between traveling abroad and seeing your patients, and I want to thank you for making time early this morning to come on the show.
Well, I always have time for you, Carl, because you're an educator, and I appreciate it, and I salute you.
Would you write that down and send it to my mother?
Absolutely, and I'll also tell her, stop hitting you upside the head.
Yeah, you know what? She used to hit me with a wooden spoon when I used to steal the meatballs. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe that's my problem.
That could be.
All right, listen, thanks,
right,
Dr. Gordon. Okay.
Hey, you be well.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it, TBI, traumatic brain injury, very, very important subject. Sorry we lost Brad at the end there, but I am going to call him back personally and thank him. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have Cassandra Forsythe Probanek on doing part two of the show on upper body training for women. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. King of anabolic hormones and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and
and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Primordial Performance is introducing their new Andro Series 3, and they have a pre-sale. You can go to primordialperformance.com to learn more, but you get a whole bunch of good stuff, including a year-long of free samples of up-and-coming products if you get involved in the pre-sale. Go to primordialperformance.com today and check them out. Okay. Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probatic, she's been on the show before. Some like to call her a female fitness and nutrition scientist. How you doing, Cassandra?
I'm good. How are you?
I like that title. I just saw that on the internet. Female fitness and nutrition scientist.
That's what I call myself.
That rocks.
And Alan Cosgrove made fun of me for it.
Did he really? I was actually listening. I was actually listening to an old show that Alan and I did a couple years ago when personal trainers attack, about when you get a bad personal trainer that hurts you and how to get away from them. Mm-hmm. It was really a good show. It's funny. I have to have him back on.
He's quite the character, yes.
Yeah, great guy. And, of course, the author of 2 fantastic books, The Perfect Body Diet, and then, of course, my favorite, New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess, which is really coming true now. More and more women are starting to get this message. Mm-hmm. And in line with that, we did a show last time you were on, which you haven't been on for a while because you had a vacation, and then, of course, you were hit by summer snow.
Summer snow. Let's call it fall snow.
Yeah, fall snow, obviously, which put a lot of people on the East Coast out of commission for a while. We are doing the upper body segment of that now. And ironically, you were at the gym this morning doing what?
An upper body workout.
There you go. So you're all ready to go to discuss this. Is training upper body different than it is for women than it is for men?
In a way, but not. I mean, the difference is that women just really are a lot less strong than men are in their upper body. So, I know, right? So I was push pressing. That was the first thing I started out with, barbell push pressing. And what did I have on there? 95 pounds. And that was reasonable. I mean, 25 plate on each side.
That's great.
Not like I'm not Wonder Woman, but okay, I'm okay strong. And the dude beside me had 245 plates on the bar, but he was like built like a football player. So
right.
I was like, okay, I feel okay.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, it'd be so badass to have a plate on each side. But I'd probably like crush myself to death.
Isn't it funny how we don't call 25s or 35s plates? We only call the 45s plates. Oh, I had six plates on. It's like...
It is. That is kind of funny because the 25 is a plate. It's just not a really
big one. I know. I'm going to start using 25s and I'll be like, oh, I was bench pressing 12 plates today. But they'll all be 25s. I won't be lying.
No, you won't. No, technically, you will not.
Yeah.
But women just are not as strong as men. So, I mean, do similar lifts, we have to be, you know, a little bit more cautious because our ability to be as strong is not as great either. I mean, you know, the strongest women in the world, you know, they're never as strong as the strongest men in the world, you know, and that's pretty much every sport out there. Women usually are not as good as men, like in the marathon, you know, men are always faster and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's just life, but women can train similarly, but we do have to take smaller and take a lot longer to get there because just naturally we aren't as strong. Most women aren't as strong, I should say.
I've had a few different female athletes on this show over the years, and I always ask the question if they think that men have a greater tolerance to pain or women have a greater tolerance to pain, and they all answer without any hesitation, unabashedly, oh, women definitely have a much higher tolerance to pain than men do.
Oh, so we do. We do. Women, okay, so I teach mostly boot classes.
Right.
And it can get pretty painful in there. And guys always puke. You never see women throw up. You
really?
You don't. Men always puke. And it's, okay, you can say, oh, men are working harder. No, men just can't take that intensity and that, you know, we can take it, man. We have babies.
I was just going to say, and that's exactly what the last I can't believe I'm going to forget her name. It'll probably come to me in a couple minutes.
Oh.
But and you know her too. You actually know her. God, it'll come to me. I'm so sorry about this. Jim Laird introduced me to her from Lexington.
Neger? Is it Neger or is it Jen Comes Kick? Or
no.
Julie Ledowski or
keep going.
Allie McKee.
It's all part of that Girls Behaving Strongly group there. Or,
yeah, the Girls Gone Strong. Yeah.
I'll find her name. I'll find her name during the break. I apologize for this.
Oh, Molly McGrath?
Yes.
Molly.
Yep. No, wait. Molly, what'd you say her last name
or
was?
Galbraith. Yep,
Molly
yep.
Galbraith. And I asked her and she's like, look, women have babies. Men,
yeah.
You know, men would not be able to do that because they don't have the pain threshold. And I don't know if I really agree with that. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think that if men had to have babies, we could do it physically. I mean, pain threshold.
If that's not the argument, then the baby argument, I still think women can handle pain a lot more. Like, when women get sick and men get sick, men are like quibbling infants. It's pathetic. And women get sick, they have to still, like, take care of the world. So I just think we're stronger.
Okay, all right. So with that being said, couldn't one assume that if pain thresholds, not strength now, but training for hypertrophy, which tends to elicit a greater degree of lactate, doesn't it make sense then that women could actually train harder, not necessarily stronger, but harder than men do?
Yeah, theoretically to a point, but we just still don't have the structure men do, especially in upper body, to do that. Our shoulders are not as broad, our bones are not as big. You know, the women that can get that strong usually look like men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
Putting down strong women, because I love them and adore them, but I mean, if you look at strong women who are, you know, strongest women in the world, they look like men.
Yeah. Even athletes who display great strength, like Venus Williams. Is that the way? Which one is? What's the older one, Serena or Venus?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, the older sister. I mean, she's built like a guy. I mean, she's
right.
Big like a man.
Exactly.
So.
Now there is a. We were talking about Allie McKee. She is one strong girl, and she is not built like a guy. But she is. There is some freak of nature genetic thing going on with that girl. She is really strong, but tiny. but strong like bull. Holy cow, I've seen that girl do some crazy stuff. And not saying that women are going to look like men, but it's just we can't to body weight. We still don't get to that same point that men do in upper body lifts. Lower body lifts, it happens because we have pretty strong legs.
Right.
But more often than not, women just are not as strong relatively.
Okay.
And that's just the way it is. But we can still do things. Except it's just still not, I don't know if the word is or whatever you want to call it. Like, I was in, lifting in the gym. I was the only girl lifting with a barbell, Like, there was, every other woman on the machines. It was killing me. I was like, what are you guys doing? But I wasn't really in, a badass gym or anything like that either.
Well,
but
I think that women tend to be more inhibited about lifting than men do.
Right.
I did a couple shows about grunting and how grunting is actually called vocal disinhibition.
Oh, I love it.
and vocal disinhibition leads to greater strength. And mm-hmm. I can't think of the gentleman who I had on the show last time mm-hmm. talking about this, but I said, do you think that grunting makes you stronger, or is it just that stronger people are willing to grunt because they are not inhibited and they can muster up that much more strength? And he goes, that's really a good question. So I think that women tend to be a little bit more inhibited about really showing their strong side. And the ones who aren't are the ones that can actually get out there and do some phenomenal stuff. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want you to lay out how women should be thinking about training their upper body. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Prebanek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age Force Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance,
supplements comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I wasn't looking down at my phone, but Elisa Profumo texted me Molly Galbraith's name. Unfortunately, I wasn't paying attention to the cell phone at the moment. Thank you for that, Elisa. She's always trying. She's always trying to help me look smart.
I don't That's know what women are for.
I don't know what I would do without her. I really got to tell you the truth. Greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life. But anyway, okay. So
that was sappy.
Would you say that was sappy?
That was sappy.
I know. Would you smack me right now if you were in the room with me? Snap out of it. Anyway, so when women train upper body, we're really talking about three major body parts, right? We're talking about back, chest, and shoulders, or are we talking about more than that?
I think of the upper body, anything that's belly button and up.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Okay. So where do you start as a woman? Should you, first of all, be split training upper body, or can you train it all in one day?
Well, I mean, you kind of can train it all in one day. I guess it just depends on how frequently you're training. I mean, if you're going in there twice a week, you know, lifting, I guess, and then doing other stuff on the side. But, you know, I like to think of upper body training in, like, push-pull, like up and like horizontal push-pull and vertical push-pull.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can split it up in those kind of ways. And I really think, like, the isolation training is a little bit overrated, and that we need to just focus mostly on just really using the bigger lifts, like the push presses, a deadlift for working, you know, the lats and, you know, doing the bench presses. And you can do some single-arm stuff or single-arm pushing stuff or pulling stuff. But really, bent over deadlifts, rowing, all that kind of, like, the bigger type of moves are going to get more bang for your buck, and then you can finish off with, like, the little movements. But, I mean, I always cringe when I see women doing, like, front raises, you know, with, like, 10-pound dumbbells.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
There's no point to that. There really isn't. I mean, like, if you just push press, you'll get everything in your shoulder that you absolutely need. So just stop it right now.
When you talk about deadlifts, have you ever done single leg deadlifts?
Yeah, the king deadlifts is what some people call them, I guess.
So basically, what do you do with the other leg? You let it fly out behind you, or do you crouch it up underneath your stomach? What do you do with it?
Well, no, it goes behind you. No, okay. It goes behind you. You can use it kind of like a counterweight.
Okay.
Some people will, I guess you could like pull it up in when you go down and go straight down, but or when you put it as a counterweight, you tend to go back a little bit more and you hit your glute and hamstring a bit more than just your quad. So, but anyway, that's a lower body lift.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, single leg deadlift, that's more like hamstring glute kind of thing. But women with upper body, women think upper body and they think biceps. And, you know, whenever I ask a girl, like, oh, what kind of lifting do you do? Most women, you know, not experienced lifters, that's different. But they're like, oh, I do biceps curls and, you know, like shoulder presses. And I'm like, really? Like bicep curls? Chin up.
What is a bicep curl? You mean an extension?
No, like, you know, dumbbell.
Oh, Bob, so I'm sorry. I'm thinking of tricep. I apologize. Because
I
actually had an experience at the gym yesterday. I was watching a personal trainer training a girl.
That's done. You're done.
Yeah, there you go. A personal trainer that works for the gym training a girl, and he was showing her how to do a unilateral dumbbell tricep extensions. But the problem is that she was standing at like a 30-degree angle. And I'm thinking to myself, in order for a tricep extension to work, the upper arm needs to be parallel to the floor. It needs to be horizontal.
Right.
And because you're not really activating the tricep muscle and straightening out the elbow unless the dumbbell is fighting against gravity. And he had this girl literally just slightly leaning over,
leaning against the dumbbell rack. And the whole, like, two-thirds, three-thirds of the movement, there was nothing. And actually, gravity was pulling her hand down. And then the last third of the movement, there was a minimal amount of work being done by a tricep. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a personal trainer. He's supposed to understand kinesiology.
Whatever. They don't.
Yeah. So, okay. So with that being said, women don't understand what upper body training is. What upper body training really is your chest, your shoulders, your back, lower back included. The back is a big body part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And it's very underdeveloped because we tend to be very forward posture. Like we sit in front of a computer and we round our shoulders and we're pulled in a lot. We don't tend to do, I think everyone just needs to row. That's like the biggest things, row and pull with their back to get that, you know, especially women want their chest to stick out and their shoulders to go back and, you know, that sexy kind of look. And you get that if you're doing, you know, bent over rows, if you're doing, you know, a standing, pulley machine row or seated pulley machine row or one arm dumbbell bent over row, you know, 3-point row, 2-point row, whatever you want to talk about.
Right.
But all the kind of rowing exercise is really awesome. And then to counter that or to pull them and kind of row at the same time, you can do the overhead pulling, you know, with a standing lat pull down, like wide or close grip and your palms facing you, palms away from you, all those kind of things. But those are all super duper important. But I really think even though rowing is really wicked important, one of the most underrated exercises for women is a push-up.
Really?
Women can't do a push-up. They really can't do a push-up.
Like you mean a real authentic push-up with your toes and your hands are the only thing touching the ground.
Right, yeah. And women struggle with that so much. And it's my goal to get all my women in my classes to do full push-ups with elbows tucked in, because when you do a full push, it ends up not really being your chest. It ends up being a lot of tricep, a lot of lats,
I watch women do push-ups, and I notice that their scapulas move in and out. Like, it's almost like their arms aren't even bending and straightening out fully. They're letting their back muscles allow them to drop down. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah. And that happens. It's unfortunate. It's like women just don't know how to do a push-up, but if they got to do a push-up properly, I mean, it would work their arms and their upper body in the best way possible. And I know for myself, that's one of the ways that I've helped to, you know, create a nice upper body that I like, is because I can do push-ups, like a lot of push-ups and weighted push-ups and band-resisted push-ups and push-ups on the TRXs and all these different kind of things. And it's just, it works your core, it works your butt, it works everything.
It works your butt? Well, I guess, well, sure, because you're keeping yourself like a plank. It's like planking, right?
Exactly. You have to squeeze your butt to keep a straight line with your body. And a lot of women, as soon as I see their hips sagging, I'm like, squeeze your butt. And they squeeze their butt and their hips pop right back up. And women want a nice butt, right? So push-ups are super underrated. And then there's pull-ups as well. Like one of my goals when I wanted to, you know, when I started weightlifting, is like, I want to be able to pull my body off the ground. You know, like, what's the point of me lifting if I can't even move my own body weight? And I'm still stuck at like 5 chin-ups or something like that. It's like I'm sad about that, but I'm working on it. but you know, but most women can't do a chin-up. I saw this woman like in the gym this morning, and this guy was helping her, and she couldn't even like go all the way down and pull all the way up. There was absolutely no way. The guy was like basically doing the chin-up for her. And I was like, really? Like, work on that, lady.
Don't you think assisted? Okay, I see guys assisting women doing pull-ups by holding their feet and letting their lower legs bend to take that weight off, and then they can kind of push with their feet a little bit to give themselves a little momentum up. And I also see women doing push-ups with their knees on the ground, and I guess you call that a sissy push-up or a girl's push-up or whatever. But isn't it worthwhile starting with these type of assisted movements, assuming that you're focusing on the goal of being able to do it correctly, like this is not the end point?
True, in a way, but if you're going to do a push-up and you want to work on your butt and your core, why not do a incline push-up? Like, say, you know, if you've got a rack or something, put the bar down, because then you're still in a straight line with your body.
And you're making it easier for yourself. Or do them on, like, if you're at home, do them on a staircase. I've seen people do them on staircases a couple steps up. And you're just basically making it simpler, but you're still executing the movement with the exact posture and the way your body is supposed to be.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because that's going to help you, and then you can just keep putting it lower and lower and lower until you're on the floor. And then you can put your feet up.
Yeah, and get tough about it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so push-ups, pull-ups, obviously lots of bent over rowing, that sort of stuff, all important movements. And you're right, women, like all men, like all of us. Actually, I saw a woman this morning and I thought to myself, she was in the mirror flexing and her shoulders look great, her biceps look great, but she had, like, her back looked bad and her legs look bad. It's like what we see in the mirror is what we usually focus on. Training, you don't see your back, so you don't pay attention to it, right?
Yeah, are you sure she wasn't a guy? Because guys usually do that, the whole mirror muscle thing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was a girl. I was actually thinking to myself, it's a shame, because if she understood that all she's training is what she sees, she's really missing out on an opportunity. But most guys are like that too. You're absolutely right. I see guys with big arms, very little in the way of shoulders, no back, no legs at all, and, you know, big chest, big arms, and that's it.
Right, exactly. That's the mirror muscles. That's unfortunate. But women, I mean, they can have great legs. They can have awesome backs. I think I pride myself in having a really nice back, like lots of muscle back there. It's pretty awesome, but that's because I like to do things like pull-ups and deadlifts and all those kind of fun exercises. And a deadlift is a really important upper body exercise for women. You think it's lower body, which it is, but when you get up to that top and you squeeze your lats together, it's pretty awesome. And it looks... No, it just looks so cool when a woman deadlifts.
Yeah.
It just should be done more.
And you know what? The problem with deadlifting is it's a very uncomfortable movement to learn to do properly. And so, you know, people shy away from the things that are hard. And that's always the way it is. It's like squatting, too. People don't like to squat because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But those are the movements that you should do. If you shy away from something, that's the first thing you should do when you go to the gym. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And you should have someone who's experienced and smart so that you're doing it right. Because a deadlift, you can really mess up and really hurt yourself.
Right.
You can really hurt your back. You can hurt your neck. Everything. Mostly it's going to end up being the back. But, you know, so have someone that's going to help you who's smart about it, because there's a lot of retarded. I've seen trainers in the gym teaching people how to deadlift. And you're like, are you serious? Are you freaking serious?
Yeah, their whole lower back is rounded out. The guy, like, their legs are completely straightened out, and the bar hasn't, the plates haven't left the floor yet. I mean, that's one of the most dangerous moves to execute wrong, because you can permanently injure yourself for lifelong problems if you're not careful with the deadlift.
So haven't you seen that video, the YouTube video of the guy doing that?
No.
It was like circulating around, some guy, like, total rounded back, and everyone is just like, okay, he'll be calling the spine surgeon in a few more weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about set and rep schemes for women, things that you suggest for your clients. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Probanek. Her books are fantastic. My favorite one, New Rules of Lifting for Women, Lift Like a Man, Look Like a Goddess. And, of course, if you're looking to lean out, the go-to book, The Perfect Body Diet. Fantastic books. You can get them at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. All the party people across the world. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Training upper body for women. Okay. What kind of sets and rep schemes do you recommend for your clients, or do you employ yourself, Cassandra?
I think it needs to change, obviously. But women definitely need to start doing more 3 to 5 reps at a time. I mean, when you start getting really heavy and try to increase your strength, which is going to increase your muscle mass and make you look, you know, more toned. I hate that word, but that's what we want to hear. But have more muscle and look, burn more fat is, you know, that 3 to 5 reps. You know, they say that that rep range necessarily isn't like the hypertrophy range. It's more the strength range.
Right.
But you still will build muscle fibers and hit different types of fibers that you wouldn't get if you're always sticking to the 12 to 15 reps. And a lot of women, that's really what they do. They think like 12 to 15, 12 to 15, somewhere in that range is supposed to be like the women rep range. But,
well,
you know,
I think it's also because women think that that rep range makes you lean or cut or ripped or shredded. I think that they think the higher rep ranges actually cause you to consume more body fat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what my experience with what women, why women do high reps. I mean, if women knew that they could get by with 3 to 5 reps, I think they would go for it if they understood that that's more beneficial.
Well, during the time, at that time, potentially, but you're not going to really get that same Alan Cosgrove's term, afterburn, if you're just doing those lighter reps. I mean, it's like going for a walk versus going sprinting, you know, which is going to give you more caloric burn afterwards. Obviously, sprinting. If you're going to break more fibers down, you're going to really burn more calories both during the session, because it's so much more intense. Intensity equals greater fat burning. So women need to crank up the intensity and start doing lower reps, and they need to be less inhibited and start grunting in the gym. And if you're going to do more reps, you're probably going to grunt. Or do more weight with less reps, you're going to probably grunt.
Right.
It just happens.
Do you grunt,
like,
Cassandra?
Oh my God, I did today.
Good for you. That's wonderful.
And I love it how the guys like kind of look over and they're like, did she just do that? And I'm like, ugh. You know, like you have to kind of like push it out. I mean, hey, when a woman's having a baby, do you think she's quiet about it?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
No. Well, I mean, she's screaming half the time because it hurts like hell, but
yeah.
I know I've had my own kid, okay? So I know these things.
Yeah, there you go.
But you do grunt for all these kind of things, so.
And it's been shown, it's been shown that grunting actually increases force output by as much as 5%. That's significant. And it increases force output less in highly trained power lifters. They get about between measurable 2 to 3% increase in force output when they grunt versus an someone who's less trained, which who can see actually up to 5% increase when they grunt. And it's really quite a phenomenon that unfortunately is frowned upon by people who want to go to the gym and don't want to be reminded that they're not working hard enough. That's who gets, whenever I grunt, and I usually only grunt, when deadlifting, or squatting. That's the only time I grunt. That's the only time I really feel like I need to grunt. But whenever I grunt, I always see people looking over at me, and it's always the people who actually sit on the machines for 5 minutes in between sets or talk for hours endlessly instead of exercising, who shoot the stares at me when I grunt. And it's because they're being reminded that, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to be here working. I forgot. This guy keeps reminding me. I wish he'd go away. You know?
Oh, it's horrible.
I know. And I think more women should grunt. You know what? I think you should start a campaign, in fact, to get women to embrace grunting during exercise.
We'll get the Girls Gone Strong. That thing's like blown up. Girls Gone Strong.
Yeah, I gave them a great idea for a video. I hope they do it. I told them, I said, you got to do a Girls Gone Wild video where the girls look like they're a little tipsy and they're acting giddy and goofy and giggly, and then like lean forward and act like you're about to pull your top off, but then go all the way down and grab the bar and deadlift like 300 pounds and and that would be so cool because people would be watching that thinking that they're going to get a glimpse of some Girls Gone Wild type video, and then here's this really strong girl.
That'd be funny. Yeah, they're working on some sort of project. And I think it started out, I don't know if it actually started out with the new rules of lifting for women, but that's when it, for me in my era, it has started. Like since I did the book with Lou and Alan, you know, it really has come out that women should lift heavy. And then since then, you know, Rachel Cosgrove did her book, which was, you know, about lifting heavier. And now Girls Gone Strong is out, and women are getting it, but it's still not totally 100% popular. And I don't know if it ever will be, because there still are women out there that don't find muscles attractive. And a lot of women out there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's that I don't think that there are women out there who don't find muscle attractive. I think that there are women out there who look at muscle and say, I don't think I want to put in that kind of work. I really do. Because we have friends, you know, Elisa and I have friends. You know, Elisa trains very hard. I can honestly say Elisa trains harder than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the movements, what's that?
Just because women are awesome.
Yeah, women are awesome, and she trains harder than I do, and she's invited so many of her girlfriends to go to the gym with her, and they won't go to the gym with her. And part of the reason I believe is because they don't want to be reminded how weak they are, and so it's a form of cognitive dissonance. It's like, well, I really don't want muscle. I really don't want to be strong anyway, because they don't want to be reminded that they can't do it and they don't want to put the effort in to do it. And I say, do it. Get busy. Start doing it. Because let me tell you something. Forget about how sexy it looks when you have muscle as a woman, because it does. Don't let anybody kid you.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, when you hit sixth, seventh, and eighth decade of life, you're still going to be able to get out of a chair when your friends who avoided the gym at all costs will be sitting in a diaper facing the wall waiting for an attendant to push them out into the solarium so they can see the sun.
No, exactly. I mean, stronger humans, I should just say, because it's women and men, have lower rates of injury, have better quality of life, you know, live longer, all these wonderful benefits, and look better, of course. You know, it's just proven. It's been proven scientifically. It's proven just in, you know, you look around, stronger, mature people are the ones that look better, feel better, and have a more useful life. Who doesn't want that?
Well, and there's studies that show that the strongest individuals live the longest. Who needs to be, what more do you need to know? And that's true of women too. Be a strong woman, live longer, be healthier. You know, avoid age-related disease, never get diabetes. You know, I mean, there's so many benefits to it. So stop saying you don't want to work out and start working out and just get it over with, you know, just get past it. But anyway, okay. So,
but I don't really think it's that women don't want to put in the effort. I really don't, because I know I've trained some women and they don't want to push those kind of heavy weights, and that's fine. Like I wanted this girl, it's just a specific example in my boot camp, you know, she was saying, like, I look in the mirror and I can kind of see, you know, my shoulders sticking out a little bit more and I don't like it. And she's a very petite, she's like an Asian girl, but I don't know if it's something about Asian.
It may be cultural.
Maybe. Yeah. For her, it's really, she doesn't like it whatsoever. And I still think, you know, the women that, the celebrities that women look up to, the ones that they find most attractive, and some other people have done surveys on this online, and the women that have muscle, most women don't like that.
Yeah.
You know, there are the women out there that do, and that's what's making Girls Gone Strong popular. But I think the biggest thing that's making Girls Gone Strong popular is all the guys that think girls should be strong.
Yeah.
Because I think guys think it more than women do, the most part, because I'm not one of those women, but the guys will love it when the girls are strong.
And we're not talking about freakishly large muscles. We're talking about a leaner, more athletic-looking woman. That's all we're really talking about here. We're not talking about women who look like female bodybuilders or even figure competitors. More like bikini competitors is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but that still requires a woman to be able to do a pull-up, to be able to do a push-up, to be able to do a deadlift and squeeze her lats when she stands. You know, all those things that works the upper body is going to develop that shape that a woman really wants. And the thing that makes them not look big and bulky, for the most part, is by keeping the fat down. And fat doesn't come off as quickly as muscle comes on for women. You know, so a lot of women start gaining muscle first, but they'll still kind of have a little bit fatter arms until, like, you know, they'll get the little sausage arm thing going on, and then they get tighter, and they're thinking, oh, my arms have gotten bigger, I don't want it. But,
yes.
But give it a little bit more time, and it will lean out, and you'll start seeing more definition. But it takes a bit of time. It takes longer, like, we have to work at it harder.
This is especially true of leg training. When women train legs, their legs tend to get, they think they're getting bulkier, but it's once they lose the fat that's been replaced by the muscle, their legs will be overall thinner and leaner, but more shapely. But it's just that, like you said, that initial period where the muscle starts growing faster, then the adipose tissue starts disappearing. All right, so in summary, you really think that women should be lifting for strength and doing more of the lower rep ranges. What about sets? Are you a proponent of three sets, five sets, or just take it to whatever you want to do?
Yes, in the range of 3 to 5. I mean, you'll start with a few. You'll start lighter and then go up. I mean, I don't think there's much reason to go more than 5 sets unless you're, you know, say only working 2 exercises that day and you're going to do 10 reps of them. Like, what was that, German volume training or whatever, the 10 by 10s and stuff, and you kind of just do like 2 exercises back to back and then finish off with a few little things, but your major exercises are back to back. I mean, I'm not necessarily like a training program expert. Like, I know a bit about German volume training, but anyway, women want to switch it up and, do more than one exercise when they work out. So there's really no reason to do more than like 5 sets unless you want to be in there for like 3 hours or something.
Yeah, right.
I think women really definitely need to go more for the strength is what's going to build the muscle. They can do the higher reps, but I mean, don't stand there and do bicep curls and think that's going to make your arm look pretty.
Right.
You know, do some freaking chin-ups and your arms are going to look awesome. And your back is
And your
awesome.
Back is going to look great too at the same time, which women should really think about their back, because that's what gives you that V shape, that gives you that sexy look where you actually, you know, women who don't have much of a waist, you can create the illusion of a waist by making a wider upper back. So think about that one. All right, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the chest specifically, because I think this is important for women to understand how to train chest. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe Pribanek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388.
1-800-875-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to atomictabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to atomictabs.com today. Chew your energy. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Cassandra Forsythe-Pabanik, author of the all-important book, every woman should read it, New Rules of Lifting for Women. Hey, I heard that that Chaz Bono read it. And
who?
And look where he is now.
So who's that?
I'm just joking. Chaz Bono? You're joking, right?
Oh, like Bono, like you two.
No, Chaz Bono, the daughter, now son of Sonny and Cher Bono.
Oh.
Recently on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't watch TV, man. I don't watch TV.
I watch Dancing with the Stars. I like Dancing with the Stars. I really do. I'm sorry.
Well, look at her. Exactly.
There you go. Anyway, okay. So training chest. This is an important one because women want a fuller bust. And they want a perky bosom. And
right.
Quite often, training chest can add to those two situations, correct?
Push-ups.
There you go. That's it. No butterflies. You don't go for that sort of stuff. You like those whole body, more compound movements, huh?
Why not? It's exactly what you need. Okay, so, and then if you want to do something else, I mean there is other things you can do, but do single-sided exercise, unilateral. So do, you know, if you're going to do a flat bench press, do single arm dumbbell press, so you can isolate that one side. That's going to give you that squeeze in the middle. I mean, the flies, butterflies stuff, I don't know, just if you build a pec, if you bring up, build a muscle under your breast tissue, you're going to have perkier boobs.
Right.
That's it. That's all it is.
And you know what? I can't, I have to talk about something that I hadn't planned on talking about, but it just dawned on me. Women who go for breast implants, if your doctor tells you that he wants to put the implant underneath the muscle so that your breasts won't sag in 10 years and you won't need another boob job in 10 years, do not do it. The mammary gland is on top of the muscle and the implant should be in the same place. If you put a breast implant underneath the muscle, you will change the geometry of your shoulder, the geometry of your chest. You will never be able to train your chest, because it is foreign to the body to have something between the chest bone and the muscle. Have you experienced this with any of your clients that have had breast implants put underneath the muscle?
No. Actually, it's, from what I saw, it was preferable to have it under the muscle, but what you're saying makes logical sense, but...
The reason doctors put the breast implant beneath the muscle is when you put the breast implant where it belongs, where the mammary gland would normally be, over time, the same thing happens to the implants that happens to natural breasts. They kind of sag. They start to sag.
That's why you're supposed to wear like a sports bra when you sleep at night.
Exactly. So what women opt for is what happens is instead of telling a patient, hey, you're going to have a breast implant job every 8 to 10 years, they say, we put them under the muscle and then you don't have to worry about it because the muscle keeps the breast implant where it belongs. Well, guess what? You're not designed to have something underneath the muscle. Women can't do anything with their upper body after that. And if they
have,
do
you
it.
Have that experience? I mean, I haven't really had that experience because a lot of the female, like, figure competitors and all that stuff, they, bodybuilders, they, as far as I know, they get it put under the muscle and they still have that muscle there. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't really think about it. It is
my experience. And when women have the breast implant put beneath the muscle, it changes the geometry of the muscle and it forever ruins their ability to truly train the chest muscle properly. Because the chest muscle is designed, the pectoral muscle is designed to lay flat against the breastbone.
Sure. Absolutely.
So now if you put something beneath it, like a Bosu ball, right? Now you've taken it from being this muscle that's designed to be flat and you've made it round.
Huh. Well, okay. I'm going to check on this. But now I never really thought about that. But I mean, one of my girlfriends she bench presses, and I'm pretty sure she got that under the muscle. But like I said, I'm not saying you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's put it this way. Maybe you can work around it, but it is not natural to have something beneath the muscle.
But women don't care. They just want their boobs to look good.
Have it put on the top, and it'll look more natural. And then when they sag a little bit, people will go, wow, those are real natural boobs. How do you like that? You know? It's like, don't go for the 20-year version so that you don't have to go every 10 years to have them change. There's a responsibility. You want breast implants every 10 years, you're going to have them have them changed if you're put in the right place.
So what's your preference? What do you like? You're a guy. I want to hear it.
What, beneath the
natural
muscle?
Natural breast implants?
Oh, no, I think breast implants are wonderful. No, I do. I do. I think that any woman, I mean, let's face it, and not to get really vulgar, but if there was a successful, reproducible, without much risk, way for men to have their penises enlarged as there is for breast implantation, every guy would save up his pennies and go have it done at some point in his life. Let's face it. It's a fact. Women have breast implants done because, for those who are not born with naturally large breasts, and they want them because they feel that that will balance their body, make them more attractive, give them more self-esteem, they go get it. I think it's wonderful. I think women should be entitled to do that. As I should be entitled to use anabolic steroids to build muscle because it's just another cosmetic procedure.
Amen, brother.
So, you know, it's like...
So do women, though. Why not?
Yeah, birth control pills. But anyway, I think that women should not be afraid. They should not feel inhibited to go and get breast implants. If that's what they feel they need to complete their look, God bless you. Go on with it. go. But just do the research and make sure that you have them done, you know, and you understand the ramifications of having it put beneath the muscle. That's all.
Well, you know what? I think the best time for a woman to get it done is after she has kids, because since I've had a child and breastfed, the boobs are just not really the same afterwards.
Right.
So
right.
They get a little more not firm.
In
Sorry
fact,
to divulge my breast information to the world here, but
no. And in fact, if you're in school right now, going to become an OBGYN, you may want to align yourself with a cosmetic surgeon and sell a special package. We deliver your baby, and then 5 months later, you come in, we have your boobs done for you. All under one price. You know,
breastfeed for a year. Come on, let's be reasonable.
Okay, yeah. La Leche League says 6 months, but okay, for a year.
I did a year. Even while I was running my business, getting up at 4 a.m. to teach a class and breast pump at the same time.
I think that's one. No. Look, I'm all for it. My first child, I think we only did 6 months. Second child, we did like 7-8 months, and third child, we did a year, because the benefits are just profound.
So. Well, not just that, though. It actually helps take off body fat a lot. It really does. And it's also protective for breast cancer for women. They show that women who breastfeed have lower incidence of breast cancer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why not?
But I'll tell you, heating the nipples is really painful. I'm
what?
Just joking. No, I'm joking. It was a joke. You know, because obviously with the bottle, you have to, you know, boil the nipples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Normally one.
All right. So with that being said, you really are a big proponent of just getting women in there and doing things like pull-ups, push-ups, and heavy rowing movements, and also focusing on the heavier, lower rep ranges that are used by strength athletes.
Yeah, because women are not as strong as men, and to make their bodies look more defined, they need to get stronger, and they have to use those lower rep ranges to do so. You can get hypertrophy with lower rep range or higher rep ranges, but you're not going to get stronger, and stronger is what's really going to hit those deep muscle tissue fibers that you don't get with those higher reps, and going to make a really big difference, because women are really good at endurance. We're not so good at strength, so challenge your strength,
yeah,
especially in the upper body.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense. And it's actually counterintuitive. And it's also counter to the mainstream message of what most people are saying that women should do.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And you can learn how to do it properly by buying the New Rules of Lifting for Women at Amazon.com. So
yeah, there's a lot of good low reps in there and pushups.
And deadlifts. Start deadlifting, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
More women should
absolutely
deadlift, absolutely. Listen, Cassandra, are you working on some new project, TV show or something like that?
I did sign a contract for a TV show where I'm going to be the nutritionist on it's called Baby Fat. I don't know when that's going to go. It's with Dowdell. We just need to find out when the pilot's going to shoot. I'm also part of StreamFit, streamfit.co. You can look that up, too. I'm actually one of the exercise models in the videos, and
cool.
I'm doing like pre-pregnancy workouts, which can work even if you're not pregnant because they're kick-ass workouts. And
that's called what? StreamFit?
StreamFit, like stream, like the water stream.
Gotcha.
And fit.
StreamFit. Okay.
Yeah. .co, and actually it launches December 1st. That's pretty badass. It's follow along, very high resolution workout videos, all streaming live. You know, you don't have to buy a video. You can do it right from Netflix, your computer, whatever, and work out at home with minimal equipment. I mean, you don't need like machines. You'd use dumbbells, TRXs, med balls, anything you could use at home you could do with this workout program. So it's pretty badass.
That's cool.
That comes out December 1st. And you can go on Facebook, and they're doing a lot of promotional videos. It's started by BJ Gador, who is the creator of Workout Muse. A really great workout program, and now we're going to have these online streaming videos that you could download, all different types of genres. It's really, really awesome. Very,
what
very
exactly
cool.
is Baby Fat?
What is Baby Fat?
Yeah.
Baby Fat's going to be a new TV show that is going to be moms that just had their babies. That
cool.
They're Baby Fat, yeah. So I'm going to be the nutritionist on that with Joe Dowdell, and he's the guy that owns Peak Performance in New York City. And he's going to be doing the training, and I'm going to be doing the nutrition. So that's some time now it's supposed to go. I don't know. There takes a long time, I guess, to get a TV pilot to go. So, but, yeah, I'm part of those things. And then I am trying to finish my book, my pregnancy lifting book, which is going to be the New Rules of Exercise for Pregnancy. And I'm working on that with Julia Ladowski, who was one of the Girls Gone Strong girls, too. And
you know, strength coach and whatnot. So we're trying to get that done, except for we're both moms and both run businesses. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Anyway, well, listen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Glad to hear that the ice storm has subsided.
That was crazy.
The fall storm.
We lost power here for some people, like no power for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I had no power for 8 days, couldn't flush my toilet, anything. It was really frustrating. So, yeah, we're good.
Well, I'm glad to hear everything's back to normal, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Good talking to you.
Okay, Cassandra. All right, so there you have it, another episode of Superhuman Radio. Also want to thank Dr. Mark Gordon and Brad Leggett for coming on and talking about traumatic brain injury. Fantastic interview. You need to listen to it. Pass it around to your friends. Important subject. And, of course, buy Dr. Cassandra Forsythe's book, The New Rules of Lifting for Women. Lift like a man, look like a goddess. And we'll see you tomorrow with a special episode, our every other Thursday episode, the roundtable discussion on building strength with Coach Wade Johnson. And, of course, Rob Regish. We'll see you tomorrow for that.